We're here.
We're ready.
We're ready.
We had a week in ministry that was.
You've got a friend in us.
Ah, Tim, you had a football game on during church.
That was tough. That was so tough. I sat in the back. I'll be honest. It was on my phone.
Shameful.
I glanced to keep an eye on the score. Look, the kickoff was 9:30 and our service starts at 9:30. That's a difficult.
Last year I was at a funeral for a friend's child, which is a very tragic funeral.
Yeah, that's sad.
And it was the day that the Rays lost the wild card game two. So I get it.
We work on the weekends.
Yeah.
A lot of people, the weekends are their time off.
Relaxation time.
That is not us on the weekends. And you get that. Most of you understand that life.
Yeah.
It's also interesting when you get invited to do things from people who don't quite understand that this is...
I might need an IV by noon on Sunday, but sure, let's have a barbecue.
Come on over to my house after church. I'd love to, but I'm dead.
But I don't want to. I would love to want to. Listen, all that said, yesterday was Sunday.
This is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Timmy.
It's here. Monday's here. My name's Tim. This is Andrew. If you're brand new, if this is your first time.
We've done this 235 times. Where have you been?
If this is your very first time with us,
we're
hello.
Glad that you're here. Everybody's welcome.
We've missed you.
All are welcome, period.
Look, it was
you can call us North Point. We're welcoming everybody.
Is that their slogan?
No, but I
thought it was we're for the city or whatever.
I don't know, something like that. Listen, I love Andy Stanley still.
I know you do.
I do.
Any chance to defend him?
I read his stuff from yesterday. I just like making you angry. Like, I feel like if you're making both the Pharisees and the Sadducees mad, you're probably behaving like Jesus.
Wow.
Call me crazy.
I love it.
Call me crazy. Tim, how was your week? How was your ministry that was?
Andy, it was a week and a half.
In a week? How's that?
Just felt like a lot.
Okay.
It was a lot
felt
crammed
like 10 days.
In. It was a lot crammed into 1 week. I preached youth group last week. I closed out a series on Sunday. We had 1, 2, 3 kids in sports on Saturday. One of which had 3 games back to back to back. Another one had a football game in Oldsmar. So we had to make that drive.
And another one was like on a balance beam?
And the other one was on the balance beam. It has been a crazy season. And then my in-laws were in town, which was awesome.
That's always exciting.
They got to come. It was a perfect weekend. They got to see all the grandkids and all the
things. They got to cheer. They got to support.
They got to come to church.
That's what you want your in-laws to be able to do.
Sit next to my father-in-law got to sit next to my son, who, of course, had the Jags game on his phone. This is the one, now two Sundays a year where phones are allowed in church, son. And if the Jaguars do something, just make a head nod or an arm wave so I know that something good is happening.
Priorities.
Mid-sermon.
Priorities. Train up a child and all that whatnot.
Is that not what that means?
I mean, he was in church.
It was a fun week.
I'm glad that you only allow your child to skip church for football when he's playing, not just to be watching. I mean, your parenting is improving as far as I'm concerned.
Well... he does have season tickets this year.
Okay, well.
So I blame my father, who's also an elder.
Yeah.
For that one.
So you're just watching church online in the car on the way?
He has been.
Listen, if church online counted during COVID, how does it not count now?
Can we pick and choose?
Apparently.
Do we only want to follow a few of the laws, or do we have to follow all 613? I mean, that was Paul to the Galatians.
Or is there grace? Is there special grace during football season?
Speaking of grace, we wrapped up Galatians, which was all about that grace, about that grace. How did I not use that line? I had this entire 14-week series.
I was going to say 12, 14 weeks.
All about that grace, and I never used an all about that grace line. I am ashamed of myself. Lakeview Church, if you're watching or listening, I am so sorry.
You know,
all the circumcision jokes that I pulled yesterday, it was the last chance I got. It was just, if I listened to a sermon with a good circumcision joke, I inserted it in yesterday. It was a bit much, or it wasn't enough, or it was just a little bit.
Just the tip. Just a little sliver.
Oh,
boy. Wow.
It was a great wrap up to the series. I'm going to miss it. I don't know how you feel at the end of a lengthy series like that. I've spent, you know, the better part of 3-4 months in one book of the Bible.
Especially if it resonates and you can, like, you know, you get used to looking and be like, hey, this text that doesn't necessarily impact everyday life 2,000 plus years later, and people are resonating with it. It's making an impact. We finished a series yesterday. We weren't in there for 14 weeks. We were in there for 7 weeks.
Still a long
in
time.
In Elijah and Elisha. And again, 2,800 years later, very much a socio-political setting for all the things going on in Elijah and Elisha's ministry. And yet it resonated in ways that I was not expecting. And now we're starting a new series this coming week in Habakkuk. And I'm a little bit nervous.
So you are camping out in the Old Testament.
I am getting ready for Christmas. So we're doing Philippians for November for Thanksgiving.
I was thinking about Philippians in November.
We're Philippi.
You're Philipping.
Filipinoing? That's not it. We're Philippian. No, we're going to be in Philippians for November. And so I wanted to hit a Thanksgiving series in Philippians.
So will you cover the entire? Will you just do it? Are there four chapters?
I should know this. There's four or five in Philippians. I think there's four.
That's a rush through Philippians.
No, we're not. We're not going to do verse by verse through the entire.
You'll hit the highlights.
Yes, very similar to how we did Elijah and Elisha. So yesterday I was like, so here's the thing. The miracles are kind of what we've been focusing on. The end of Elisha's life. There's lots of him advising kings and rulers and anointing people. Not so applicable to life in the 21st century, so we're not going to hit that. But there's this one verse at the end of his life, actually after he's dead, that's too weird not to cover. And so in the intro in the sermon, we talked about how, you know, they threw a dead body in his grave to, you know, get it done in a hurry, and the dead guy jumped up and started walking around. And I'm like, that has no context to the sermon today, but
you have to talk about it.
You would be really mad at me if you were reading in 2 Kings in your devotions and you came to that and you're like,
how did I skip that?
We spent 7 weeks on this and you skipped that?
The most exciting part, the skipped.
An actual zombie in the Old Testament? So that's kind of how we wrapped up. Everybody got saved after that zombie joke.
Everybody got saved.
It was amazing.
What was really sweet about Galatians is that you've got a lot of theology up front and then a lot of application in the back. So it really, and you know how some of these...
It's kind of how a lot of Pauline epistles work.
To say, you know how these epistles go. So when you preach through them, it's almost like an encouragement. Hey, I know that was heavy on theology. The application is coming. And then you get a heavy dose right at the end. And then Paul just, I mean, I'd have to preach a whole lot. It's a home run.
That's kind of how Tim preaches anyway.
He wraps
a whole
up.
Lot of theology at the beginning with a little bit of application at the end.
And this one was a whole lot of application for about 3 weeks straight, very weird for me. I'm not a heavy application guy. We'll throw it in as the text allows.
Let the Holy Spirit guide you in your application.
I don't like forced, and this was in the notes, but
no.
Have you ever been through the forced application sermons? I'm like, wait, that's a stretch.
That is
like,
not what that says.
Like you just wanted to say that.
That is not
that
even
was,
a little bit.
It was on your heart this week. You found a way to say it, and it made no sense in your sermon.
You are talking about what you found in your kid's bedroom. That is not what that text was about.
Listen, I would rather err
that
on...
That is directed to your wife. That is not what Paul was talking about. I've heard several of those.
I would rather, after a sermon, someone say, oh, I could have used a little bit more application.
That's how I am.
As opposed to, where'd that come from?
In general, I am exegesis heavy, and you're a grown-up. You should be able to apply this. Like, I don't need to walk you through everything that
but
this
again
means.
Like, if it's laid out in the text, by all means, you
absolutely
would be foolish to not
don't do this, live like this, cool,
right?
We that's
had
really
several
easy
weeks of like lists of things not to do and things to do. I was like, okay, we can talk right through this list, have some fun with it.
There was some fruit,
there was some, well, first there were vices,
ooh,
and then there were virtues.
You could have called those candies or like cavity makers, or I don't know,
could have gone there.
You could have, but you didn't.
So you've got Philippians.
But you didn't.
Wait. What do you have in October?
It is October.
I know.
Oh, so we're.
You said you're doing Philippians in November.
Habakkuk. We are starting. So like a.
That's right. So you've got Habakkuk, October.
When God is silent, you know.
So you'll do that all of October.
Yes, I think. And I think the way I have it laid out right now is that that's 5 weeks and maybe like a 3-week Thanksgiving thankfulness in Philippians kind of thing.
But I mean, if you wanted to, Philippians could go into the Christmas season. I mean, it's joyful.
It could. And you have the Kenosis passage, which
is
very much.
But you will then do an Advent specific series?
Yes. And I have no idea what that is yet.
What did you do last year?
An Advent specific series.
How do we? Is this the expectation every year? Like just replicate.
The longer we're pastors, the more times we repeat ourselves every December and Easter.
Like I'm now having to go back. I'm like, did I use that story? Like,
yeah.
How long has it been? It's when was the last time you used that story? Because I'm not coming up with new stories at this point.
Use the same illustration and change the kid because of the age of the kid?
Which I've done.
Yeah.
I have legitimately done that.
This kid is way older now than they used to be, so we'll pretend that they said it.
All right. Well, I am in the market for some Christmas series
ideas.
I was
wondering, because last year you were like,
we were in John.
It's Christmas. John chapter 12 says.
I know.
And so
it felt weird. I did get some, not pushback, but just some, hey, we know that we kind of took a year off from the traditional Advent series. Wouldn't it be fun? I'm like, yes, I missed it. Like, I'm with you.
And now
you.
You have so many new families to lean into the Advent.
Yep.
Family aspects, have families lighting the candles, have families doing
for sure
all the things.
So October's kind of an odd month for us. We've got a missions weekend coming up, which is a big deal in Lakeview land. We do this every year. We have all of our missionaries under the same roof, as many as we can get together. We do a big dinner on Saturday night. We hear from all of them. We pray for them. It's very biblical. We eat together. Which
we
you guys
that.
Know.
We do that every week.
You know that well. Whatever. Then on Sunday,
we got to talk about us eating together too for a minute.
Our missionaries actually preaches. You know him. He's been on our other podcast. His name is Mike Gunn.
I know him.
One of the founders of some small church plant. I don't know if you heard of it. Mars Hill Church.
Little church out of Seattle.
He is hilarious.
Made some noise.
Dude, his preaching style, like if you will not sit there without cracking up most of the time. I'm convinced he taught Mark Driscoll how to preach.
You should ask him that.
Mike, if you're watching, let's talk about that.
Got a question for you.
Then we are following that up with a mini-series. This is not a book of the Bible. We have not done this.
A mini-series?
3 weeks on.
A compelling mini-series.
It's on stewardship. It's called The Giving Church. We're going to do an Old Testament survey of stewardship, a New Testament survey of stewardship, and then a very practical
and
wrap-up.
Then a money please,
but it's so much more than that.
It's not what we want from you, it's what we want for you.
So Sam Rudkin, one of our elders, is leading it. He's kicking it off.
Well, good.
He's preaching.
Good.
I'm excited. I've got Steve Miller preaching week two, and then I will be closing it out week three.
It's way better for you to not be the one saying
I'm so good
money please.
I'm so good to not be
the one whose salary comes from the church.
Look, was awkward enough going through Galatians where Paul basically calls them out for not supporting their pastor.
Yeah.
I had to talk through that passage and then in the middle of it say, Lakeview, you've done a great job.
This is not where we're at.
This does not. It applies to you, but you've done a great job here.
We had a new members class and we use the same new members curriculum that
we
wrote together. And it talks about, you know, what we expect of our members. And it's like faithfully supporting the mission of the church.
That's it.
And it's the awkwardness of, hey, everybody. This is part of it.
My kids like to eat.
All right, my kids like to eat.
We like to turn the lights on.
The lights like to stay on, yep. And our air conditioners break all the time.
All the time.
Which is...
Did you have another AC outage?
Tim.
I thought you fixed
this. So here's what happened. We had a new members class on Saturday morning.
Sure.
Which was great, doing it with the breakfast and stuff instead of the Sunday evening thing.
I like that.
And so
I want to attempt that one. That sounds way more fun.
Especially because you have the men's prayer breakfast on Saturday mornings.
Exactly.
So you'll have volunteers to do the food and all that stuff. It worked out wonderfully. And then you don't have to worry about cleanup because they're cleaning up in the kitchen while you're teaching.
It could be a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So
did you do a 10 a.m. start time?
We did 10 a.m. And I was going to reset the thermostats because they're on the schedule for Saturday for the men's group. So I was trying to keep the thermostats in the fellowship hall on longer. I pull up and I notice that one of the thermostats in the worship center is not connecting to the Wi-Fi.
Don't like that.
And so, you know, this is 24 hours before Sunday morning.
Yep.
And so I want to get that figured out. And so we flip all the breakers. We do all the things that we think we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. We call the 24-hour line for the United Air Conditioning, who we have our contract with. And were waiting for them to call back. We go through the new members class. Me and one of our elders who was here for the new members class had been an AC guy like back in the 90s. And he's like, let me take a look at it. And sure enough, it's a float switch.
Okay.
That is, you know, we don't quite know why it's tripped.
Right.
But then the PVC pipes are not at an angle. So we get that working and okay, it's fine. So Sunday morning at 8 a.m., which is the time that my alarm goes off. I know you get up at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning.
6 a.m. alarm at the church by 7:15.
I am at church at 9 for a 10 o'clock service.
Wow.
But I was also here till like 1:30 yesterday. So, you know.
It balances
you out. You're the first one out the door. You don't even wait for the last song to end. You just leave.
I'm already gone.
So.
That's not true.
I know it's not. I know. But so.
I'm not the last one out, though.
But.
There are people
I
who
am,
linger.
I am the last one out.
You linger.
90% of the time.
Yep.
And so I get a phone call from our worship leader. Says he always calls me boss, which is really funny because I don't really feel like I'm his boss. But like I guess technically I am, but I don't know the last time Brad used my name.
Sorry, boss.
It's really funny.
Hey, boss.
But so he's like a real grown-up too, which is why
he is a
which is
very
why which
real
is why it's funnier to me.
Yes. Agreed.
But so he calls us like, hey, we have a problem. The AC, neither AC is on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, what is going on? So they pull the float switch in the one, get it running. And then the other one, the PVC, I don't know. The air conditioning company that we have our service contract with, they were out for like 6 hours just doing a deep clean of everything on Wednesday. And so that's why it was so confusing because why wouldn't.
So you're saying they screwed something
so
up.
So I don't know what's going on, but both of them were out. We were
Jerry's wondering if he gets his doctorate, he can sleep until 8 o'clock too.
I mean, I've been doing it for years, so I don't think you need a doctorate, but it's kind of hard for someone to call you lazy or entitled when you can just say, oh, really? How much homework have you done this month?
Good morning, Steve.
But, yeah, we at 8 o'clock, it was 83 degrees in the worship center, and the sun was only getting higher.
I don't like that.
And so by
83 is warm.
By the grace of God, we got it, and so I came in and I told Glenn, our ad man this morning, what was going on. And so she and I were like, let's just run both of them at full tilt until we leave this afternoon so we can see if we got them or not.
Yeah.
So when I went in to make this coffee in Shirley's office, which is where two of the air handlers are, I kicked off my flippity flops because I'm wearing sandals today just to check on this very thing. And sure enough, was standing on damp carpet.
Oh,
so the call has been made. And they're coming back out. But there's nothing. I don't think anything has got me out of bed and showered quicker.
Yeah.
Then we have no air conditioning at church at all, period. And, oh, by the way, church starts in 2 hours.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, so
that's like, all hands on.
In my brain, I was like, okay, can we get 85 chairs into the fellowship hall?
Ooh.
Not safely.
Ooh.
Can you know, what do we roll up tables? And it's a good thing that we didn't because talking about eating together as a church,
no,
Tim.
It's what you do.
We had maybe the best post-church meal ever, if not of recent memory. We have a family in the church that had some health issues recently, and the church came alongside them and prayed for and helped in any way that we could. And they said they just wanted to thank the church. And we had homemade tamales,
wow,
quesadillas, fajitas, flan. I mean,
when is the last time you've had to pay for a meal on a Sunday? Like after
so
church?
The problem is my kids, when they're done, they're like, hey, I was good in church. Can I come sit in your office and play on my phone? So we tip Melissa and I
they need to eat too.
I know. We kind of, Melissa and I gorge ourselves and the kids get Happy Meals most Sundays.
Oh, God.
But Happy
they're
Meals.
They're missing out on a great meal.
Happy Meals are like $6 now,
they're
Tim.
Not cheap. I know.
It's ridiculous.
I only have one that eats a Happy Meal, but they're not cheap.
That's wild because my 13-year-old still prefers a six-count Happy Meal to most other things. No.
Like if it is anything less than a quarter pounder, my kids are still starving.
Well,
What is the difference? I don't. Ronald says, hey, buddies, it's been a bit since I've been. Ronald, we're glad you're here. Ronald is live with us right
it
now.
Sure beats Ronald being dead. But we could throw him on Elijah's grave and
CJ
get him
says,
back up
I'm just going to Canva a doctorate certification. I heard that's acceptable.
I mean,
wow.
Only if you want to become the chair of the Southern Baptist Church Executive Committee.
Jeff,
other than that, it's not cool.
Our favorite referee, it's been far too long since I've been on live. We're stoked that you're here. How's the reffing going? Have you been?
He could use a quesadilla right now.
I don't know if anybody, he's had to kick anybody out lately.
Listen, I'm not typically a green peppers in my quesadilla kind of guy. I am very, very Dr. Damp Carpet.
That is a band name and a t-shirt. Boy. Jerry, I expect a full logo for the Dr. Damp Carpet.
We ate really well.
I love me a good quesadilla. Ronald says, you know, In-N-Out makes a big difference in the budget.
I don't know what that means.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out
like
burgers.
The burgers? Oh, yeah.
Is it cheaper?
Yeah. See, I thought he was talking about like air conditionings or something.
No, In-N-Out, the fast food
I
restaurant.
See, we don't have them. We don't have those in Florida. So
okay, Jeff says no ejections this year. All right, so he is working a conference championship game this week. Big rivalry game.
How
next
is there
week.
Already conference championships? Do you know what, Jeff? You live where it gets cold quicker here.
Maybe that's what
so,
it is.
So like, we don't have state championships till the middle of December
to close out the regular season here in
that's
Indiana.
Crazy.
I feel like we're only midway through the season.
Yeah,
right?
Like my soccer season ends November 2nd, and that's junior high.
But he's
that's
talking,
the fall sport.
Jeff, you're talking high school football,
yeah.
Right? I know our I mean,
but we're still
like our local high school. Their JV's like playing their last game this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But JV only plays a handful of games.
That's crazy.
Tournament starts in 3 Fridays.
Wow. Ronald says the key is water, none of that fountain drink stuff. Tim, can I confess something to you?
Ken says, this is real ministry podcast. 20 minutes talking about a broken AC. Thanks, Ken. Ken, you have been in ministry long enough. You know this is the real deal.
He gets it. Tim, there are some places that you ask for water and they just give you the same cup that they would give you if you were getting soda. It's really hard to hand your kid a cup and say, hey.
That's theft.
I know.
Wait, is soda water theft? If so, I steal a lot. I get the water, but I push the Sprite soda because I know it's carbonated.
You like the bubbly, and then you put some lime in it sometimes.
Is that theft?
I don't.
Is that a gray area? Am I living in sin?
There are restaurants.
Is this the reason that my
teens
lose
for
a
soda? If you ask for soda water, and there are other restaurants that won't. I just don't know. But Tim, there's this place that my family likes to go. I don't want to mention any names, but it's Disney World, where everything is ridiculously expensive,
except the water.
Well, the water's free, but if you're like at Backlots Express at Hollywood Studios,
I know.
The water
know.
Cup and the kids' cup are the same cup.
I'm aware.
And there's a fountain that's just, you know.
Look, Andrew, sin is easy. It's enticing. I get
know
that.
It is.
I get
and
that.
And caffeine is good for my head. And sugar is delicious.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
If I make a car payment to sin every month and that I mean Disney World, shouldn't that entitle me? Do you remember when
you're entitled to sin?
No, Tim, do you remember when at the
Jerry says
the land,
Florida water is garbage?
That's
my
true.
Wife would agree there.
That's very true.
I guess I'm the only one that can't taste the difference in any water. I can if it's water, I don't even
when I like, go visit my pop-up in Ohio, I just drink straight from the kitchen faucet. It's so good. It's delicious. It's the real reason I go visit him.
CJ says, there's a restaurant here that won't let anyone over 12 eat off the kids' menu. My wife asked if the child in her womb counted. They said no.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is redonkulous.
Unbelievable.
My kids regularly order off the kids' menu still. Although we had Landon, who goes to a Lutheran school. There was like a Lutheran educators conference for the state of Florida. That was this past Thursday and Friday. Mm. So he had Thursday and Friday off.
Wow. Long weekend.
He did. And he was sick on Wednesday, which made it a 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
So it was great for him. So, but we also had, because he had the day off school, we were like stacking doctor's appointments. And so he and Liam had a doctor's appointment at the same time. So I went and picked Liam up from school. And I was like, hey, just like, well, let's just go to Chili's. One of the jokes was that as soon as I finished my doctorate, this was like with my kids and my niece a couple years ago, like when I first started, that the reason that I was doing this, that I could go to Chili's and whatever the server brought me, I could say, just what the doctor ordered. So Liam reminded me that we hadn't done that yet.
It's a good bit.
And so
it's a good bit.
He said, Dad, since this is you and me celebrating, can I order a grown-up burger? And that kid ate every little thing and then tried to stop the waitress every time she walked by to explain why the just what the doctor ordered joke was funny. And she was not amused. She had like 12. She had 12 tables by herself. And there's some social cues that he misses.
That's okay.
And
that's
so
okay.
He was excited. It was kind of embarrassing, but also awesome.
Derry says, Jeff, man,
our entire group chat is here today.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing. Ronald Long, all live in the chat. This makes it all worth listening to. How Andrew sins and Tim chooses travel sports over church.
Listen.
Look, one of those things might be true. Andrew does steal. He is a
Derry,
sinner
I was,
in need of a savior.
I had a picture of your family with my family and Tim's family pop up. I don't think it was like a memory. I don't think we're like on that date.
Apple just gives
but
us.
But yeah,
things.
It was one of those things last week. And I thought, you know.
I keep it on my home screen. You never know what's going to pop up.
Derry is the reason that we got the more expensive Disney tickets because he was there on a Sunday.
That's right.
And now, Timmy, you don't go on weekends anymore.
I'm a weekdayer.
Your kids have multiple days a week at home.
I'm a bit of a peasant.
You are.
But it's also sports, man. Like, weekends are wow.
I was debating.
Wow.
This morning, I was like, should I pull one of my kids out and just go to the water park this week? Like, pull a kid out of school because.
You could do that.
I just want to go down some water slides, and I haven't in a few months.
Jeff says, keep playing travel sports and pay officials more. I am so appreciative of our referees at all of our games.
I tell you.
I make conversation with them mainly because of you, Jeff.
We have some 97-year-old soccer refs that are reffing
the
School Middle School League.
Oh, my gosh.
Have
you had the Irish guy?
Yes, I had him this week.
Ooh.
Dude stinks. And not as a ref. I'm just saying.
Like, but he gets angry, too.
But he's wearing a polyester ref shirt that was from, like, 1986.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Oh,
man. Your eyes cross a little bit.
Jerry says, literally about to walk into a Chili's for a meeting. It's a shame I can't use that. It's a good joke. You could.
It's a good joke, but you can get the lunch menu. You know, you can get the double burger with the salad and the fries for $10. Also, if you need to use my phone number to get the free chips and salsa, you can. 727-643-1946 if you don't have the Chili's app.
Did you just... That is his number.
Yeah, I just... listen.
You gave it out to the world.
If anybody wants...
It was in the closed captioning.
My number, you can use it for the Chili's app.
You can also email him at andrewjlarson@gmail.com.
Well, it's Larson with an E.
Larson with an E.
And if you say Larson with an O, my mom will come after you. Just ask Tim.
Sorry about that, Mrs. Larson. You know that was not intentional. Jerry says, travel sports is Baal level up here. That is idolatry.
Man.
I get
and
it.
And you are quite literally sacrificing your children. So
wow.
It makes sense.
Wow.
It makes sense. I'm very glad that my children are less than athletic so far.
I think you have one that is very athletic. You're like...
CJ, please do not sign me up for any insurance stuff.
Oof. Andrew, I'm going to go on a limb and say you are denying or depriving one of your sons because I have a sense that he's very athletic.
I have a kid who is
you
desperate
are not,
to pursue athletics.
Just saying.
I've seen him throw a baseball. We're fine.
You're not fostering.
We're fine. We're good. Tim, you preached in youth group on Wednesday night.
It was kind of a weird one for me because...
You have a new youth pastor.
We hired a youth guy.
You're done. You're washed up.
I don't know, man. He's phasing out of firefighting and into youth ministry. So I want to give him the time to transition into the youth ministry world. This is his first full-time ministry gig. So I have a sense that I'm going to be preaching again. I don't know when. This could be my last
Ronald
one for
says,
a while.
Didn't you just hire a guy to do that for you? Yeah.
He doesn't officially start till November 1st. So he is finishing up his firefighting.
You guys could
career.
Have been like, we don't expect full-time hours from you. But it's in the budget already. We're just going to bless you. We're going to get you off to a really good start.
We
let you have a double paycheck for a month.
We are paying him this month.
Okay, good.
It's a part-time pay this month and then full-time
good.
Next month. So he's going to put in a few hours this month as he can, and then we're bumping him up to full-time next month. But it was...
What are you going
to
do if he's fighting a fire when November 1st happens? Like, he's in the middle of a fire. Something's breaking out. Do you just pull him off the truck and say, no,
you're done.
You work here now?
We cannot have you risking injury at this point.
Are you afraid of a roof falling on him?
I am terrified.
This is not like I'm coming from one church to another. A very different line of work that he's in.
Todd, if you're listening, you're watching, please be careful. Be careful.
Let somebody else use the jaws of life to get somebody out of that burning car. Lakeview needs you right now.
I have been dual rolling since January. I'm a little tired. It's been a long year. Steve says firefighter youth pastor could definitely come in handy.
Jeff says too bad he's not an AC guy. man, I was thinking that, man, we got to grow in one specific demographic as a church. We need an AC guy.
You should.
ASAP.
You should.
ASAP.
CJ says, well, there are dumpster fires every week. It's called youth ministry. So, I mean, he is really not stepping that far out of his field. Andrew, speaking of the week in ministry that was.
That's our tag on our little theme song.
That's our tag. I attempted something new last week. I didn't even talk to you about this. So typically, my morning routine is pretty set Monday through Friday. I take Emily to school, and then I come home, and I start my day at home.
And here's the thing that makes no sense about Emily Miller. She is a May birthday, June birthday?
She is a June 6th, E-Day, as I call it.
Okay.
Emily Day.
So she's like, she is the youngest in her class.
She is one of the youngest in her class.
So she will not get to drive to school until her junior year.
So her entire sophomore year will be with her learners and
okay,
starting her junior year.
You will not.
That's correct. No, you're right. She will not. I will not be allowed to just say, hey, get yourself to school on time. I will have to still be
that
in the
is,
car with her.
That's rough.
I mean, you and I were both driving in our sophomore year.
Yeah, I drove. I got my license my sophomore year. And
I got my learners the day I turned 15.
I waited a few months, which was stupid.
I did not wait.
I didn't get my license until January of 99 instead of October of 88, 98.
What year? How old are you? Are you that much older than me? 7,000
years old.
Were you born in the 70s?
98. I could have gotten it in October of 98, and I got it in January of 09.
So I wanted to talk scheduling because I attempted something different. I thought, you know
what?
Tried
to change up the schedule.
I already drop Emily off. Why not book a few things right after I drop her off? So, you know, I had a couple of 8:15, 8:30 appointments, which I'm already up and I'm already ready to rock.
You're dressed. You've got deodorant on. Clearly, you don't put a lot of effort into how you present yourself.
This is my everyday attire. It's teal chubby shorts, a Jaguar shirt. I have a plethora, a Jags hat, and socks and Crocs. That is what I wear every single day, so I don't have to really try all that
hard. You
don't
have to think about it.
Don't have to think about it.
You just go to the uniform drawer and pull out.
Which Jags shirt am I wearing today? Although this week I might mix it up. Rays are in the playoffs.
Playoff week.
Happy playoffs to all of you celebrating.
Yeah.
And for those of you watching at home, we're not sorry. So I attempted something new. Had a few meetings in the morning. In fact, I think I had one every single day this past week. And I'm just going to tell you, like, Thursday, Friday came and the sermon was not done. Like, I was so thrown off by this schedule. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I was in a routine. I wasn't working out until the afternoon. And you know how serious I take my morning workouts.
You do.
Typically, I go home. I've got my Bible reading in. I've got my coffee in. I get a workout. And then by, you know, 9:30, I'm ready to start my day. I threw it off this last week and I told my wife on Sunday that will not be happening.
I am a lunch meeting kind of guy, not a breakfast meeting kind of guy.
So from here on out, it's going to be 11 or noon meetings because I need those mornings to get my day going.
I love breakfast.
I ate at the same restaurant 3 times and it was awesome. I got something different every time. I'm not complaining about the breakfast food or the company. I had great conversation. It was just my day was so
you do a lot of your heavy lifting before noon.
Yes.
See, I do a lot of my heavy, like I get in the here in the morning, my brain isn't quite there yet. Although I am up at 7 every school day now.
You're a dad.
And so
you get the life.
And it used to be, you know, my wife and kids are out the door and maybe I'll lay back down.
You would mosey.
But even last year when I was taking kids to school most days, they would, you know, the last bell would be 8:45, so they would get in at 8:42, so I'd pull in here at 8:45, but now I'm up at 7, and the last kid is dropped off at 7:50, and so now I'm kind of like, what do I do with myself in the mornings?
My alarm goes off at 6:15 every morning, but I'm already awake because Emily's goes off at 5:30 every morning.
She has more hair to dry than you do.
She absolutely does. Steve, great question. We have talked about this before because it's a thing. Do students around there even want their licenses? Both here in Colorado and back in New England, they didn't care about driving.
We have seen that quite a bit.
Why?
Why
is that a thing?
Any decent public transportation option in Florida. And so that's one side of it. I think if you're in, and I don't know what it was in New England, but I'm assuming that where you are in Colorado at least has some decent bus system, but I have no idea.
But is it I can get a friend to take me? Like, is that what it is? Because I've got a former student who's now graduated college. She still has not gotten her license.
That's wild to me.
Has not. She's out of college.
Is it who I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Who is like a professional teacher?
Yes. Who carpools with a friend who also teaches there.
That's weird.
But we had several students who were like, yeah, we're good. Like, we connect with everybody on our phones.
I think that's what it is that the world is so much more connected.
Yeah, like, if we want to hang out, someone can drive.
They're not spending 10 cents a text message like we were.
It was every bit of 10 cents a text message. And boy, did my dad remind me of that when I met Stephanie.
Yeah.
We did 200 texts in a day one time, and my dad almost made me pay the bill. Almost.
Almost. Almost.
That would have been the first time I ever paid my own cell phone bill.
That would have been terrible.
I pay mine now.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. It's a different world. It's a more connected world.
I think in both Tim's family and my family, it's to the oldest child, hey, you got a lot of younger siblings. We've got kids at different schools.
Yep. Yeah, there's
firstborn, this is your duty.
We're already encouraging it. All of our kids are looking forward to it. They are all going to get professional driving lessons. Their grandma will pay that out. She's already done it for the oldest grandchild. So
we were at the Disney campground last weekend.
Oh boy.
And my in-laws, you know, they splurged and got one of the golf carts.
Oh yeah.
So
didn't we all learn on the golf cart?
So I didn't.
I did.
So Landon and I would go
golfing with my dad just to drive that
car. We were out cruising and I was like, Landon,
it's time.
You're 13.
It's time. This is it. This is your moment.
Do you want to try?
Yes.
And he did.
Let's go.
And it was terrifying.
Yes.
It was after like a mile and a half and evading one Disney security truck. He was like, Dad, I think I'm good now. That was fun, but I just want to relax.
His anxiety was through the roof.
Yes.
CJ says, speaking of shoes, I talked about Crocs and socks. Mm. What shoes do you rock to Disney? 4 days until we're on our way. I am an avid Crocs proponent at Disney.
Especially if you might do a water ride.
Water rides, the Crocs are going to
try.
Now,
there
quickly.
Aren't a ton of water, like really water rides anymore. Splash Mountain is closed until it's Tiana's Bayou,
but to
whatever.
Me, the Crocs are so comfy.
If you're at Animal Kingdom, see, Animal Kingdom is weird because it's the most spread out, but it's also where you're going to get the most wet.
Yeah.
So if you are park hopping, if you're in the park rope drop to Goodnight Kiss, as they call it, you probably want a decent pair of running shoes if you're me.
I guess.
I am in.
Jeff says whatever you're most
for
comfortable
a full day.
In. He says he rocks, as a big guy, he rocks the Hey Dudes.
There you go.
Again, I'm still going to argue that
I will,
Crocs are going to be my
go-to.
I'll
do flip-flops for a half day.
You can do flip-flops.
But
Crocs are the perfect hybrid, though.
You can go into sport mode.
You don't have to go sport mode.
I get it.
Derry says, definitely a big switch in culture around here. Smartphones removed a major incentive to get. And I would agree. Like, that was the incentive.
See, for me, it was like the day I turned 16, I had a job.
Yeah.
And the day I was allowed to get my license, I got it because I waited to get my permit like a dummy because I didn't realize because the internet didn't really exist in that capacity and I couldn't find out things by myself and I was one of the older kids in my class.
CJ says cars cost way too much.
They do.
Accurate. Insurance is outrageous. Accurate. And gas is pricey.
Right.
If you live around here, those are all smart things.
Tim, let's be real for a second. In a couple years, your firstborn gets her license.
Less than 2 years away.
Historically.
A year and a half.
Lakeview Church has provided a vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
For their senior pastor as part of his compensation package.
They did a while back, yes.
Well, what I'm saying is it's still, hey, take 300, 500, 700 if you're Tim, out of my compensation package and apply it towards a lease or towards a car payment or whatever. So that I think the reason that so many of our mentors did this was once their kids started driving, it was, hey, if I have the church have a church vehicle for me, then I can be the primary driver on a car that my teenager is driving for the insurance while I am also on the church insurance for the fleet vehicle, even though our fleet is only one. I had that exact conversation with
smart.
My former now deceased mentor whose picture's right up there. Hey, Pastor Dave.
Pastor Dave.
Tim, is that something that is even being discussed or considered?
There's no way. After
how that ended?
Do you remember that fight? Like, it was a weird line item every year in the budget. Like, do we keep the pastor's car in there? Do we not? It was just a bizarre, like, I never want to fight that again.
There's so many things I don't want to fight, but then I also look at compensation in other places and like, okay, so like, maybe am I not crazy? You know, for all intents and purposes, we essentially have the responsibilities of an executive level position at a mid-sized company, right?
Yeah.
And there are lots of people with that responsibility and salary level that have a company car for whatever it is.
Like my dad's had a company car for 15 years. I get it.
I don't know. It's just
he gets a new one every 18 months.
For the insurance purposes, it kind of makes sense. I get it. Hey, church, I want you to take this out of my salary, but insurance is going to be way cheaper if we do it this way. I don't know. We're a couple years away in my house still, but
you're thinking it. It's expensive.
Life is expensive, man.
Ronald says, do I have girly pansy feet, or does everyone else just enjoy the weird texture of the interior of Crocs?
Ronald, there's something we've been meaning to talk to you about, and it is, in fact, your girly pansy
feet. You have very girly pansy feet.
It's
Jeff says, isn't the car company something of the past for most companies at this point? I don't know. I mean, my dad's company, they still rock it. He loves it. Every 18 months, he gets a brand new car. He passes that one down to another employee. For those who live on the road, I think it's still very much a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he travels 3, 4, 5 days a week.
I think it depends on the company culture.
Yeah.
But again, both of our senior pastors 7 years ago,
yeah,
when we were each number twos, but both of our bosses had company cars in 2017. And they were the fleet of one that, our church had a van as well.
Ours did not.
Our church had a church van and the senior pastor's car.
Yeah.
Were the two cars on the church insurance. I don't know. I feel like we should talk to a church financial expert.
I do think it's a thing of the past for churches. It just doesn't seem like a smart move on their part.
Do you remember when I am having a complete mental lapse? Village, Matt Chandler.
I've heard of
had
him.
The Impala where one of the doors didn't work, and he called it the Limpala.
Huh.
And I always love it when pastors are like, look how humble I am. I drive this car, and they pull up to their 4,000 square foot house. And that's not Chandler, by the way, but I'm just saying I have served with pastors that would like purposefully drive a hoopty.
Yeah.
So that they could park it out front and then be like, yeah, but
we've seen
your wife's car. Yeah. It's,
hey, for the record, I'm rocking a 2011 Honda Pilot. It's still, 180,000 miles and going strong.
You know, my
fully paid off.
My 2020 Mazda CX-5 is almost out of warranty.
Wow.
So 36,000 miles is when the warranty is done. Wow. And I am at 33 right now.
Are you nearing?
I'm afraid that everything is going to break.
Did you do a 36 or how long was your?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So you're not close to paying it off?
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Two car payments.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Oof. Dave Ramsey would be so mad at
you. He would be so mad at me. But again, he bought his house for $7. So I don't feel like he's the best one to. And had I listened to his advice, my credit score would be 6. So, it's amazing what happens when you have bills and you pay them on time. Sorry, Dave.
He will yell at you. Have you heard him yell at people?
I have. I've also tried to buy a financial peace packet with the church credit card and been told, no, just send us an envelope full of cash, please. And I was like, okay, my bad.
Sorry, Dave.
My bad. Steve says he still wouldn't turn down a personal jet, though. So
economic?
I also worked at Fellowship Church, so I get it.
Wow.
I get it.
Wow.
I get it.
Oh, boy. You've got a lot of work to do. This guy, I don't know what all he's doing this week. Coaching soccer.
Going to Habakkuk.
Traveling to Habakkuk.
I'm not. That's not a place. It's a person. It's a prophet. It's a book. It's
traveling to the book of Habakkuk.
It sounds like it might be a city in Missouri
or
something.
It could definitely Habakkuk, pass.
Do you know that there's a town in Missouri named Uranus?
I know there was a planet.
Yes, but I'm saying it's right kind of like by Silver Dollar City, that area in southern Missouri. I have family that's in northern Arkansas, so
why?
We were going
why
to.
Are you telling me this?
Because
on the air.
Because, Tim, as a responsible entrepreneur in that town, someone said a few years ago, it's kind of silly that we don't have a fudge factory in this town.
I'm not even going to go here. Are we really, Andrew?
It's just really funny. How do you not?
Same bat time, same bat place.
We'll be here.
We'll see you next Monday, 11 a.m.
Ish.
And I'm going to.
Ish.
We're going to have to turn on a filter. or Facebook will for us.
There we go.
See you later.
See you. That's-